mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 7, nature connection. No matter the weather, connecting with nature is imperative for our health and spiritual well-being. In our fast-paced modern lives, filled with distractions and demands and really big buildings, the simple act of stepping outside and immersing yourself in the natural world can offer profound benefits for our mental and emotional well-being. And this is very well documented too, and many of us anecdotally already believe this is true. Being outside replenishes our spirit, nourishes our soul, and reminds us of the sacredness of life itself from a spiritual perspective. In nature, we encounter the raw beauty and power of creation. We are animals, after all, and despite our evolved societies, we still live on beautiful Mother Earth, and we crave connection to the natural world. In fact, we need it. We need that connection to the natural world in some way. When we connect with nature mindfully, we engage all of our senses. We feel the warmth of the sun on our skin or the rain falling on our skin. We listen to the gentle sound of leaves rustling in the wind. We inhale the earthy scent of soil. We can observe the intricate beauty of the world around us in so many ways. This sensory experience grounds us in the present moment really quickly, allowing us to let go of worries about the past or anxieties about the future. It's almost as instantaneous as just focusing on your breath. Nature also provides a sense of perspective. It's really hard to feel the troubles of your everyday life created by our modern society amidst the vastness of mountains, or connecting with the rhythm of the ocean, or standing in a bee-covered meadow, or seeing the gently falling snow, or standing in the middle of a tranquil forest, or even just observing the flowers in your garden. When you're out in nature, your everyday concerns can seem so small and fleeting. It's so much easier to realize and remember that we are part of something bigger than ourselves when we step outside into the nature world for even just a few minutes. Even when it's cold outside, even when there's a storm, remembering that nature plays a role in our lives makes the societal creations of our lives seem a little less important and a lot easier to handle. So much abundance comes from nature. Our modern lives are completely dependent upon the natural resources all around us, even if it's really easy to ignore or forget that fact. Think of everything that's around you right now, all the food that you eat, everything that you rely on for your everyday life, and how we couldn't make any of that possible if it wasn't for the natural resources all around us. So it's time to be empowered. As a modern mystic, you're probably already well aware of your innate craving for nature. There is a primal connection to the earth and its rhythms that transcend time and culture. Our evolutionary ancestors relied on nature, and that connection is encoded in our DNA, and we continue to rely on nature. So if you feel distant or flaky or unorganized or ungrounded or disinterested or overall just not like yourself, nature can act as a powerful antidote. Being in nature stimulates our energy in ways that are both invigorating and soothing, and I don't think there's much in this world that does that in quite that way. Allow those beautiful sunsets or the sound of the wind to awaken a wonder and awe within you. Just let it happen. Feel invigorated by the challenges of outdoor activities like hiking or camping. Get lost in the greenery around you, whatever shape it takes. Breathe in fresh air and let the sunlight wash over your skin, or admire a nice cloudy day, whatever type of nature you love. Really be mindful when it is there for you to enjoy. No matter how crazy daily life in modern society becomes, nature is constantly comforting. It's a timeless and ageless connection that we will never be without. It doesn't take much to establish this magical connection with nature. Of course, being outside in any capacity pretty much guarantees to do the trick, but there's also gardening with houseplants, caring for animals, practicing conservation, and unplugging from digital devices for a bit that can help reestablish this connection to nature. If you live in a place that gets all four seasons, it might not always be feasible to go outside. But all it takes is a few deep breaths and a few quiet moments in the sunlight to make a big difference. Even just admiring the beauty of the seasons out your window can foster a mindful connection with nature. So here are a few more tips for cultivating the habit of nature connection. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. Bring nature indoors. As I already mentioned, houseplants, natural materials like wood, stone, or crystals, and other nature-inspired artwork like paintings and pictures and photographs are all really great ways to keep your space reminiscent of the outdoors while enjoying the modern creature comforts that we are really grateful for. You can also listen to nature sounds like ocean waves, bird song, rustling leaves, or anything that helps you visualize your favorite type of nature to be in. They're great to meditate on, especially if you're unable to be outside in those spaces for whatever reason. And finally, observe the sky. Whether through a window or while standing outside, pay special attention to the sky. Notice the clouds, the colors of the sunrise or the sunset or the midday blue, and the movement of the stars and the planets at night. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more Mindful Moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.